one. Power was down for about 3 hours, but it came back just in time. The gods are spiteful. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Outside the Boston area locally at 781-350-3264. Yep. WMFO is community radio, educational radio, freeform radio, whatever they're calling, making us call it this week on the campus of Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts. Anyway, got a couple of people saying hi there, but there was no, there wasn't any requests. So I'm just going to go through with this show. Let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours. Wait and fight. 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 Wait and fight.
Howdy, hi. This is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodless.
Yeah! My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodless.
Well, she ain't got no money, but man, she's really got a lot. Well, I got a gal 6 feet four, sitting in the kitchen with feet out the door. But my gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodless.
Yeah! My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodless.
Well, she ain't got no money, but man, she's really got a lot.
Brought you wild with desire.
Oh, yeah, it's 6:15 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. The station will want you to ask yourself, what kind of friend are you? Are you a work friend? Are you a friend that hangs out on weekends? Are you a chill-out-and-watch-TV friend? Are you that friend who shows up on moving day? Are you the kind of friend who's there for someone dealing with a mental illness? Be there for them, because your support will give them a much greater chance at recovery. Mental illness, what a difference a friend makes. What a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to support someone dealing with a mental illness, please go to whatadifference.org. This is a message brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and your friends here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, I'm explaining away this first set of the evening. Just heard Tony Cole, a track that was released on the London label in Australia in 1967, a track called Beat It. I got off the compilation Hot Generation, came out on Big Beat in 2002. Ha! I put Bog Beat. Yeah, well, yeah, the Bog Beat. There we go. Well, I'll eat it some places. You know, eat it some of the places around here, and yeah, you'll be on the Bog Beat, all right. Anyway, just before that, you heard Pink Cross, an EP that was released on the Gasotanka label in 1994. Chopper Chicks from Teenage Hell. Before that, Billy Lee Riley and his iconic Red Hot. Well, 1957 on the Sun label. Before that, Bud and Kathy with an off-compiled track, Hanging Out to Dry. I got off the compilation. It came from the garage. Nuggets from Southern California. Came out in 2007 on Big Beat. The original release was on Downey in 1966. And we kicked off the show and the set with Creation's Disciple, a track called Psychedelic Retraction. I got off the compilation, Ear-Piercing Punk. And the original release was on Dawn label in 1966. Yeah, you want to get a hold of me between shows. I want to send that ID that I'm always begging and pleading and yelling at you to send me and put it on a WAV. Mention Alex, WMFO, Desperate Hours, and your claim to fame or lack thereof in all their possible combinations, and email it in a WAV or an MP3 to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Yeah, I got a couple. I got one from Robbie White. I'm waiting for a couple to throw all of them on a CD. So send it along. And if you're on social media, admit it you are. Go like the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. And like the WMFO Facebook page. Keep up to date on all things WMFO. Anyway, coming up, I think, in about an hour and 40 minutes, will be the lounge with Danny and Stephanie. Danny was under the weather last week, and you got the punishment, having me for an extra hour. But no, I'm leaving early. I'm leaving right on time tonight, because it is hot up here. But thanks to the operations crew at MFO, the power went down. There's nothing they can really do about that. But once the power's back up, we got the transmitter working, automation working, all that stuff. So I can do as little as possible to pull this show off. These are the Desperate Hours. We'll be right back.
Dick Cannon, private investigator. I'm in a very desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts. Over and out.
Inside, outside, upside down. Everything is turning round. One. Backward, forward, which is right? One. Black is day and white is night. Smell the air, it's real uptight. Hips are square, divide the line and tell me where. Oh my God, I'm a growing up. Now how the hell do I fill my cup? Find the start, go find the end. Break the circle and your kicks when you're in that spin. Then help me out, tell me where you've been. If you know, checkmate, you win.
I just sit there. Cooking stew, your sister's still a virgin. Pretty soon that'll disappear. The morning sun is a new frontier. But to my acute surprise, Sunday morning has still survived. Evaluate if it's all in vain. It's usually heard through a glass that stains. 50, 60 people moan. Mongo's ears looking for a bone. Mine eyes have seen. The driver's digging everything. He joins in while four cats sing. I read the news today, oh boy. The less we see with the naked eye. The world looks like a little ball, and people don't exist at all. Oh, wow. cooking sturgeon. Just still love her. Pretty soon that'll disappear. Good morning, cyanide, new frontier. Much to my acute surprise. It's all.
6:36 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Well, 15-minute set with two songs. You just heard Sonny, Do I Just Sit There, an album released on the Atco label in 1967. The album's called Interviews. He just went by Sonny on that one. Didn't want anybody to look him up. No. I mean, people without a clue think that album is lousy, but it's a great period piece. I think the song, I mean, really, people that slam it just aren't into that. You know, they're not into much anything good. Anyway, Sonny did I Just Sit There. And before that, before the Dick Cannon bumper, and yes, once again, I always ask for them, and I got a couple. I'm waiting to get a couple more. I was promised. But anyway, before Dick Cannon bumper, that is going out to Dick Cannon. Because he likes that album as much as I do. Anyway, Georgia Lynn with Sugar Shack Queen, the answer to Sugar Shack by Jimmy Gilmer and with the Fireballs. It was a track released on the Challenge label in 1963. I got off a brand spanking new compilation, Looking Stateside. A lot of R&B and pop. It was released on a Stateside label in the UK and Australia in the 60s. Just came out in 2016 on the RPM label. Check it out if you have the chance. Anyway, 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. The new request line locally at 781-350-3264. Check it out. You want to get a hold of me between shows? Yeah, those of you who've been... I've been torturing eardrums for 20 plus years. I still got that old address, Coffee and Smokes at Verizon.net. That's CoffeeandSmokes at Verizon.net. Let us not waste much more time. Danny will be out, so there will be no lounge tonight. Maybe I will stick around a little bit. You never know. These are the Desperate Hours.
Girl that I can call my own. Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Yeah.
6:50 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah, anyway, sorry about that call. I finally figured out how to, why the headphone wasn't working, because we answered the phone through the board, so you want to try again, 855-915-9636. I will pick up this time. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the first hour. You just heard Marianne Faithfull from the Faithfull Forever LP. Came out in 1966 on London, and That's Right Baby. Before that, Raylene and the Blue Angels channeled Chan Romero and Shaken All Over, originally released on the Kooka label in 1966. I got off the compilation Destroy That Boy, came out in 2009 on the Ace label. Before that, the Groads did Cry a Little Longer, one of my favorite garage tracks of all time, originally released on the Tri-M label, 1966. I got out of the Trash Box, disc 4. And we kicked off the set with Zorba and the Greeks and The One and Only Girl. I got off the compilation Fuzz Flakes and Shakes Volume 2. Came out in 99 on Dionysus, originally released on the Golden State label in 1966. 6:52, Danny is still under the weather, so there will be no lounge tonight. Maybe I'll stick around. If you're good, I'll leave right on time. Once again, 855-915-9636. I figured out the problem with the headphones. I can't answer the phone. 781-350-3264 in the immediate area. I just realized I had nothing queued up. Hang on 1 minute, will you? It's 6:54. This next set will take us past the point of no return, aka the halfway point in the show. Let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Baby, Block and Mr. Hyde. A monster he could not control had taken over his very soul. A screaming demon rages inside, turning him into Mr. Hyde. An unstoppable Black Superman. Super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake. Mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area. Dr. Block and Mr. Hyde, when you're seeing what ain't, you're looking at a haint. Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked. Dr. Block and Mr. Hyde, starring Bernie Casey, Rosalind Cash, Stu Gillum, directed by William Blackula Crane. Dr. Block and Mr. Hyde, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents. So bring your mama, she'll like it too.